Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply, and this is she, and tonight we're going to connect with self through sound, silence, and flow. And we're going to connect to all of those through the heart. And the reason is that sometimes when we dive in inward, we tend to want to move through things quickly. We might want to skip over things. And these are three modalities that can help us keep forward moving, but also keep the balance and the harmony between motion and stillness. Both are important and are very valuable. So tonight, as we dive in through the gateways of the heart, we're going to explore a little bit of sound to start off, just to ground us into the moment. And that energy will be really wonderful, depending if you're at the end of the day or you're in the middle of your day, wherever you might be. Take this moment just to allow self to connect, to take some deep breaths, move if you want to, but really connect to the sound and notice what arrives as you hear the sound. And as we explore these harmonics, really see if you can connect a little bit deeper to how sound has impacted your life, the genres and music that feel really yummy, conversations, people's voices. Connect with the vibration that harmonizes with you and the memories that it invokes when you hear it. So we're going to start with a little bit of sound here with the Heart Sutra by Waugh. During this time, if you feel like moving gently with the rhythm or sitting still, breathe in and out of the heart, connecting to the frequencies, the harmonics, and notice where it meets your body, your mind, and your soul. So as you just dive into that heart center and connect with the heart sutra, taking some deep breaths in and out and connecting with sound. And as we ground down into this physical space, as you can stop and think about what is occurring for you in this moment, and then take a review of, again, how sound impacts you. Do you need a lot of noise? Do you need a lot of music and electronics on to feel as if you have company or someone's home or you're passionate? Do you need silence? Just evaluate and connect with how sound impacts you. This will tell you a lot about your being. For example, if you need to have the television on a lot, you might notice, are you watching it? Why is it on? Is it occupying space for you? And what are you avoiding by not having silence? Or are you really an avid TV watcher, movie watcher, and noticing how that sound impacts you? And then if we take it further, notice how music impacts you, what genres you really enjoy and they resonate with you, and how other ones might not. These are indicators of how we harmonize with one another and with the frequency of the sound and the frequency of the feminine. So as we connect with sound, start to just notice. And in the upcoming days or weeks or when it pops back into your mind, really pay attention to when you're interacting with people, how you feel when their voice comes out towards you. What does their voice sound like? Does it feel good? Are their words clear and feeling clean, meaning they're integral and you feel they're steadfast? So just connect with that and use it as one as a mirror, and then also this allows you to understand where you are best to resonate. If you really love the polka, then you're best to make sure that you have some polka in your life and people that like the polka too. You don't want to impose the polka on people that really need heavy metal jam on. There's going to be a clash. So again, this allows us to understand what the difference is and also where we can harmonize. So sound can also be this beautiful thing that's going to lead us to the end of the show, which is flow. But sound is also within us. So think about how you express yourself, how you feel. Do you love how you sound? Do you spend time speaking, singing, orating, sharing? Take some time and think about it. And right now in your mind's eye, connect with what comes to your heart and your knowing. Would you like to speak up more? Would you really like to be able to hum a tune or sing a melody? So right now we're going to connect with another song. It is going to maybe inspire you to move a little, maybe not. But either way, connect with it and see how it resonates with you. This one, if you can find the frequency of movement as you listen to it, whether it's just your fingers, your hands, your feet, your full body, connect with how it makes you feel and how it makes you flow. Or if you just completely are not jiving with it, then notice that and then just be still and allow it to wash over you. So as we dive into this piece, welcome in movement, welcome in an interaction with the song, and then also welcome in an understanding of how it's meeting your body, your physical body, your mental body, and how it's meeting your soul. And with that, just have fun. So we're going to listen to Xavier Rudd, Mystery Angel, and see what happens. Close your eyes and enjoy.
And I'll clear the earth for you if you need the stars to gleam. And I'll make a flame for you to keep your spirit clean. And my angel, mystery angel, my angel, my mystery angel, if you were there for me when I couldn't find myself, open the door for me when I seem no way out. And you were there with me when I was too young to see, and bringing music through with your wisdom and peace.
Mystery angel, and I find that a nice one to stretch to and just to unwind to. So notice how sound impacts us. Notice how my voice impacts one when listening to me. As we connect deeper and listen more intently, it used to be that we would go to the symphony and we would listen to all these beautiful instruments come together and compose beautiful music together. And certain instruments would be in the front and then fade to the back and so forth. When we listen a little bit deeper, sometimes we hear different things. And just even in that last segment, I've listened to the song many times. As I allowed myself to move with it a little bit, I could actually connect deeper to the instruments. now, this is a really beautiful metaphor for life. If we take time to listen a little bit deeper, connect a little bit deeper, and are willing to move, we might be surprised that we'll get to a deeper layer of intimacy with ourselves, and we'll have more authentic and true relationships with one another. As I've stressed before over and over again, that we are in a moment in space where we are seeing full spectrum of possibility. And within that, we have a choice. And the choice isn't just turning the cheek and not looking and playing, we'll just make a nice quote over here and pretend that none of this is happening. It actually means, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to connect with the sound and the resonance that's around us, in the food and the voices and the music and just passing by each other? And then, are we really willing to shift our frequency? Are we willing to take responsibility for that which we are generating, orating out into the world? And are we willing to really tune in to what feels in harmonization? So we can look at sound even a little bit deeper as we dive into the heart. Connect with patterns, behaviors. This is a beautiful thing to do when we're in relationship, whether we have a really close friendship or we have a partnership with a romantic interest or marriage. We can notice that in that relationship, we tend to make similar sounds, meaning our conversation can be very repetitive. We can have the same discussion or discourse or point of contention over and over again, and the sound is the same. So if you were to not even hear what was being said, you would know by the rhythms, and it would kind of sound like one of those Peanuts cartoons when they do the televised animations and the teacher was wah, 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 wah. It didn't matter really what she was saying, you could feel it. So connect right now, close your eyes and connect to one of your relationships, whether it's mother, father, children, extended family, someone that you're close to, living with in cohabitation, or a close friend, and connect with the conversation. Just retrace the steps right now, flowing back to your most recent conversation. And what was the noise that you guys were creating together? What were the harmonics? Was it joy-filled? Was it supportive? Was it expansive? Was it inspiring? Was it fiery? Was it offensive? What was it? And did you enjoy that? Whatever it was, did it feel good? Or do you not like to have that conversation with that person? Tune in and just connect. And taking a deep breath, breathing in and out. And just welcome that individual into your energetic field. And just connect with how you communicate. And connect to the sounds and the way you communicate. And notice this beautiful thing that happens sometimes. In our heart and our mind, we want to say something one way. Yet we don't actually orate it that way, or we have a fear within us that prohibits us from speaking. So now that you've welcomed this person into your space, examine within your relationship, are you able to be transparent on all things, or do you have some areas that you hold back because they might react a certain way, or you don't feel like there's a level of trust, or they won't understand you? So think about that for a moment, and as you connect a little bit deeper to that, I want you to bring that energy into your heart center and just connect with how that feels to be able to have your voice and to be heard and to be able to articulate exactly what you're feeling from this heart center at all times. Be able to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that. No, thank you. Or be able to say, wow, that feels amazing. Thank you so much. I'm in deep gratitude. Whatever it might be, or wow, I have a lot of heat rising right now. I'm a little bothered. I'm feeling angry. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to voice. So as you bring sound into the heart center, now I want you to bring that sound into your mind. And what vibration is mostly running through the mind? And do you allow yourself to hang out on both sides of your hemisphere, the right and the left? Tune in further, just taking a deep breath in and out. And then as you bring the energy into the mind, I want you to bring the energy back into the heart. And just take it from the heart to the mind, opening up the gateways to clearing out these channels, to actually emptying them out so that you will have clear, critical, immediate, discerning understanding of where you stand. There won't be a lot of conversation. The thoughts will release and reduce. So the practice with sound for you, if inspired, is one to bring into your life music that you enjoy, welcoming in the opportunity to enjoy music, and you can support some artists that way. Number two, and honoring that, this is the other thing I'd love to articulate in this moment with as we talk about sound, is that we are inspired by music and song and the dance. And so it's really important to honor that creation. And there's many artists all over the globe that are so passionate about creating music for all of us that we can simply maybe buy a couple less sandwiches a week or coffees or teas and go out there and support them by buying or downloading some music, and that can get back to them. So think about this, that this is feeding your soul, and that to really ask permission if you're circulating around a song to make sure that it's okay, or to gift it to them. You can do this digitally. I bring that in because this brings us into integrity. Right now we're moving off time and space where in the music industry, the sound industry, all aspects of sound, acting, theater, there's been a degradation of not really honoring this creation process. And so was set up for 5% success and 95% failure. It's my hopes that we flip that to 100% success. There's no reason why every person that's creating music and creation and arts cannot be supported if we just think about it a little bit differently and honor the creation and the process it takes to get there. So with that, it will help us slow down a little bit and understand that maybe you've digested this song for a while and you're ready to move on to the next. However, maybe come back and visit it again. Don't be so quick to discard. You know, we are the disposable society, which creates patterns that aren't necessarily healthy for us. So now we're going to move into silence without having air time. What I'd like to talk about this is that when we have sound, at some point we need to have that stillness. Right now we're impacted on a high level of so much infeed, that there comes a point that we really need to decompress. So evaluate how much silence you need in your life, whether it's while you go for a run or a swim, or it's just to sit and be, to meditate, just to be still outside by yourself. It's really important. And do you get that? Check in. Do you get that in a given day? Do you have time where you're completely quiet, meaning that you're not thinking, you're not doing something, you're just taking time to be still? So connect with that, taking a deep breath in and out. And as you connect to silence, the potentiality within silence, think about what you would like to do next, meaning bring into your heart center that which you're ready to do in the very next, after you listen to this segment, whatever it might be. And I want you to imagine it right now. Just hold it into your heart and feel it and actually hear it happening. And then as you connect with that, then I just want you to slowly allow yourself to release it and then dip a little bit deeper as you let go of the attachment to it happening and knowing that you saw it. Taking a deep breath in and bringing it into your heart center, breathing in and out. Another deep breath in and out. One more time, deep breath in and out. And imagine in the mind's eye going into that still spot in your heart, deep, deep, deep inside that heart. And we're going to connect to a mantra of Om Tara, welcoming in what you would like to connect with in the next, connecting with harmonics, and just allow the mantra to roll over you and just connect with your stillness, your silence. And then at the very end, we're going to allow for a minute of absolute silence and just feel what it feels like to go from the mantra to complete quiet. And we'll do something a little unusual and have no speech on the radio for 60 seconds and just see what that feels like. Again, deep breath in and out. Well, as you let the sound drop, just allow yourself to be still and connect to your silence. And then gently taking a deep breath in and out. The more time that we afford and carve out and create space for silence, for stillness, will actually allow our energetic system to regenerate itself, to connect to our inner self, and actually reboot ourselves. So even if the mind's noisy at first, even if it's noisy for many years or lifetimes, that's okay. Point is, the more that you take out time for some stillness, some silence, some nothing, you will be greatly surprised at the treasures that you find within yourself. There's nothing special about being silent. I could give you a million and one different mantras, but honestly, if you just let it go and sit through the discomfort of not wanting to be there, and sit through the discomfort of asking yourself, why don't I want to sit with myself? Why can't I put down my phone? Why can't I stop looking at social media, news, TV, any other gadgets that you might have in your life? Why can't I be still? And if you're having a little bit of obstacle with that, think about taking some time out in nature, going outside, sitting on the earth. Gaia will assist you. Sit with your back to a tree. The tree will assist you. They're such great communicators and can help us listen and be. So as you continue exploring self and connecting with how sound impacts you, and realize where you harmonize best, realizing the energy fields that feel good to be around and where you want to be. And maybe you want to be over in that energy field, but you don't feel like they welcome you in yet. And connect with that and see if you can be courageous and go over there where it feels good and check it out. Or maybe you're adapting in a situation and being a chameleon, yet that's not really you. So that's where the silence helps, because we can become an enigma in certain situations, but when we have to sit with ourselves, then we start to see ourselves. We really do start to see who we are. So as you connect to that, diving deeper, breathing in and out, then we're going to go to what it means to be in the flow. So if our heart and mind begin to clear, as I've talked about before, and we start to realize where we harmonize with, what sounds good, what feels good, then we can begin to understand how we're going to flow. So just like that polka I mentioned to you, if you enjoy a two-step or a tango or a cha-cha-cha or a nice waltz, understand what that means. And you might enjoy all those dances, and that's okay too. You'll know when you want to waltz. You'll know when you want to do the salsa. You'll know when you want to do the merengue. Each one of those has a different personality, and maybe you have many facets. We all do. So why it's so valuable to know what sound harmonizes with you, and then knowing what it feels like to be still and be with self, silent, creating that gap, creating that void, so you can allow that to wash off you, the energy fields that you connected to. And then you'll say, wow, I know who I am because I've been silent. And imagine that. I know the frequencies that are most harmonious with myself. And now I know how to flow, meaning that, gosh, I really want to waltz right now. And I'm going to welcome in someone else that really likes to waltz too. I used to love dancing with my grandpa. I didn't get to do it that often, but there were a couple occasions, and he was a really good lead, especially at the waltz. So think about it. Think about, are you interested in finding your flow? And it doesn't have to be just a dance. I'm using that metaphor. But what's your flow? If you're in harmony with the harmonics that feel good and feed your soul, and if you're in harmony with your inner self, then you're going to find that flow. You can go and run a race. You can go and swim in a triathlon. You can go and be a yogi in India, if you like. Whatever your flow is, you find it and you be there, and it feels good. And it doesn't feel like you're just hanging out and maybe blending in. You're really engaged in it. It feels as if it's a part of you as much as you are a part of it. So think about where your flow is effortless right now in your life and where you feel a few obstacles, where it just doesn't feel exactly right. Connect with that. Ask yourself, what feels good and what doesn't? And if you can just allow yourself to bring that into your awareness and call it out, say, wow, you know what? My relationship does not feel so flowing right now. And that doesn't mean you run away from it. It means, how can we bring the harmonization? How can we make the energy fields flow again? How can we change the composition so it makes a beautiful song? Maybe work isn't flowing. So maybe you need to bring in some of these elements, or stop trying to fit in the heavy metal crowd when you really are not that. So think about that. And then I want you to look outside the world. See how many times you observe, not by judgment, but observe people that are basically really attempting to be something they're not. They really, really want to be this or that, and it's just not working. And then think about people that you know that are being what they want. They're really harmonizing with who they are and their energetics. And this isn't measured necessarily by success in the Western world as we look at it, meaning that they're really comfortable in their skin. They're feeling good about themselves and who they are. So as we connect to this, we're going to connect with flow. We're going to connect with this fun song. It's called Rain Dance. It's from a group that I was turned on to. I'll have to put the full name. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But One World Youth Project brought it to my attention out of Africa. So connect with the rhythms here and see if you're ready to move. And then notice in your life where you feel there's a momentum. And then just take an evaluation where there's not and where you need to make a little bit of a shift.
Divine,
As you allow the water to wash over and connect to your movement, and notice how just the energy field of an upbeat song welcomes in movement, and that movement in your daily life can be so, so important to keep things going. So we understand this from the teaching of impermanence. Nothing can continue without change. So oftentimes we attempt to stagnate, or we tend to replicate over and over something that works. So look at our society outside of us right now. We get caught in this situation where we want to replicate something. We had a magical moment, or we see someone had a successful business idea, and we attempt to replicate that because we're motivated by something other than our heart. So this is what where we can notice that we're pushing and pulling, because when we go to grab and attempt to replicate something that someone else created, we're actually interrupting our own flow. And this has a lot to do with your life work, whatever you're here to create and be on planet Earth. So notice where you have any of those blocks where you're attempting to replicate, you're attempting to, hey, that was a great idea, I'm going to do it over here, whatever it might be. And maybe you're supposed to. Maybe there's plenty of opportunity to have all of that there, but also connect with it how you feel it, how you're supposed to articulate it, how you're supposed to meet that inspiration and deliver it to the world. So as you connect to that movement and understand that, oh, wow, this occurred and we're in a new season and now I'm ready to birth something new, connect to your life where it might feel stagnant. Connect where the motion has stopped. And then ask yourself, do I have a little momentum to bring that movement back in? Wow, I'm kind of stagnant at work. I need to articulate to my boss that I need some new things to seed my inspiration, or maybe I need to go someplace else. Oh, wow, my relationship feels a little stagnant, but I don't really want to leave it. I'm going to bring some life back to it. Maybe I'll invite my partner out to salsa. Maybe we'll go do something we haven't done in a really long time. Bringing that movement back in. We get into this point that when we're done with something, we just discard it. When we feel it's over. So there's something about this that we've forgotten. Just because something comes to a level of stagnation doesn't mean that you just toss it aside. It might mean that maybe it needs to rest. Maybe there needs to be space. And then you meet it again. Or you reapproach it a different way. So think about that in your life. Think about where you want to bring in some movement, some motion within your body, within your heart, within your mind. Maybe you haven't used your mind. So what happens sometimes when those of us that have gone down a couple of rabbit holes and we get into some of this spiritual speak jargon, we forget to use our mind. Not the ethereal mind. We forget to use the critical thinking mind, the analytical mind. That's just as important as the ethereal mind. So we want to make sure that we are balanced and we connect with all aspects of self. And you might say, well, gosh, you know what? I'm really, really not that great at math or linear processes. That might be so. It may not be your strong point, but you still want to exercise that muscle, just like you might do sit-ups and you're not really excited about it, but you know you need to get your body in shape, or you know you need some physical exercise, so you go out and walk, even though you may not love it. So we don't just neglect parts of our body because we're not good at it. It's just like we don't sit in silence because we're not comfortable with it. pretty much that's what we've done in our society. We've overcompensated in one area, we've ignored the other, and then right now we're actually in a situation where I'm witnessing it. The pendulum is going from one extreme to the other. So let's bring that pendulum bound to center. So if we notice the stagnation in our life anywhere, then say, okay, wow, I have a little work to do there. I've really mastered being still, so maybe I need to start moving again. Whatever it might be, just think about it. So right now, just connect in. Take a deep breath in, breathing in and out. Another deep breath in and out. And I want you to connect to your physical being through your heart. Going in and accessing your body. Where is there stillness? Where is there stagnation? Where is there too much motion? Where is, does it feel perfect? How's that big toe feel? Mine feel pretty good right now. Just connect. Did you even notice your big toe? Have you checked on it lately? Do you know that your brain is connected to both your toes? It's kind of nice to, you can massage the tops of them. Connecting to your heart center. And now bringing that awareness and bringing up to your mind and connecting to your mind. Connecting to your flow. How does the flow in and out of this amazing mechanism work? Are you utilizing it? Connecting deeper and deeper. Are you just not even stimulating it? Do you spend a lot of time numbing yourself out? Not even engaging in life? Where would you like to have more time to explore your inspirations and your hobbies? And then taking another deep breath in and out. And then finally, as you come back before we close, just want you to connect with how you would like to connect with sound in your life, how you would like to connect with silence in your life, and how you would like to create effortless flow in your life. So the recipe here for this evening and the practice is just to connect with those harmonics that feel good, and it'll change. It can change moment by moment or day by day. My daughter reminds me of that every day, that we're these expansive beings. So connect with that. Connect with some time to be still. And then welcome in movement into your life where you have stagnation. And also welcome in slowing down where there's too much motion. That can be just as debilitating as not enough. So until next time, we're going to sign out with Yeshe, with peace of mind. During this song, just connect with your center. Connect with your heart. And welcome in the sound, the silence, and the flow. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, soft gaze, and a namaste.
Get that can I find?